Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today in Scottsdale, AZ, with the beautiful weather, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Good day, my friend.
Good day.
Hello.
All right, so big topic today. We've got something that comes up every single week. And the problem that people are trying to solve is retention, really. Yeah. And I saw a funny post in the group the other day. It's like, somebody was asking a question, what do you think about paid in fulls versus recurring, just putting somebody on a recurring subscription or a membership? And, for this particular gym owner, it was, I have higher retention with paid in full versus his regular memberships, because he has open-ended memberships. So obviously if he's getting a paid in full, they've already paid for it. Yeah. They've already committed for the year. So basically his retention is less than 1 year for all of his other members. And, depending on the model, I would say that's going to be true for a lot of gyms, especially like at the Orange Theories, where the average retention is 3 months. If you're getting 12 months up front, that's going to beat that.
Sure.
Now, the real kicker here is like, well, why aren't the people staying more than a year? Why are they just leaving? And it, to me, it goes right back to the product.
Yeah.
What are you selling these folks that they want to leave, or what aren't you selling them? Or aren't you delivering them? Because you could have sold them some pipe dream and then you deliver something bad. That's why in our gym operating system with the four circles on it, when you have your sales and your delivery overlap, there's a little word in there that says trust.
Yeah.
When you can lose trust really, really quickly, when your salesperson isn't in alignment with what's happening on the training floor.
Or the hook or the offer that you present.
Up top. So what brings them in is X. They get pitched X plus Y, and then they get delivered Z.
Yeah.
And there's the disconnect. And unfortunately, I see it a lot of times, gym owners outsource the delivery of their product, their programming of their product and service to the coaches, to the training staff. And we know in this industry, there's a 12-month life cycle on the average personal trainer. They come in and exit the industry in 12 months.
Not even your business, the entire industry.
Exactly. That's a good point. Right. And so between those two things, you're leaving up too much to chance here.
Yeah.
And so it all comes back to the owner, right? Taking ownership of the product. What are we selling to the consumer? We're selling them a couple things. You're selling them future results, right? So like, that's what they want. They come in, they claim they want some results, and we're giving them the opportunity to get there.
Yeah.
But if you don't deliver on that promise, they're going to leave. So like, there's your one of your retention problems. If you're having a lot of staff turnover, people don't like change. We know this. Unfortunately, the biggest attrition event in a gym is when the coach leaves.
Yeah.
Not necessarily taking clients, while that does happen, and it happens more often than we like to admit, it's just the change. I was used to this coach, and now you got me with this coach, and I kind of like the other coach better. And so all of that needs to be thought out from the top down when you're creating your gym, right? When you're revamping your gym, you're listening to this right now, you're a gym owner. What are we really delivering out there? Go pop your head out to the training floor. If you're not on the floor every single day, what's the system around how we program for our clients? What's the system on how we deliver the product? Okay. Do we go in blocks and chunks, or is it every coach for themselves?
Yeah.
I see that.
Yep.
Coach is responsible for a stable of clients. And that coach is worried about those clients and so on. I think the absolute worst formula is this. Independent trainers. Let's just say they weren't independent. Okay. In-house trainers with their own clientele that they only train with this coach and that programming is coming from that said coach.
Yeah.
That would be the worst formula for any gym.
You're the most at risk as a business owner for when that client, when that coach leaves, so are those clients.
Yep.
They, because the client, to your point, the client associates their result, and they should at that point, if the coach is coming up with the programming and designing and doing that, for everything other than the four walls that they walk into, it is to the client. It's essentially their, that is their result, right? The coach is responsible for that. Yeah. And
even though that coach is working for you as a gym owner, mm-hmm. they're running their own damn business out of your four walls.
Yeah.
And yes, when that coach decides to pick up, pack up, move, go to another gym, start their own gym, all those clients, and I don't fault the clients for it, they're going with that coach.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing it could do, let's just say the coach doesn't leave. Let's just say Coach A, B, and C are all on the training floor, and Coach A is delivering amazing high fives, chest bumps, and every, you know, Coaches B and C's clients, they look over their shoulder like, I want that.
Yeah.
And you have this disconnect on the delivery, right? There's no system. There's no congruency.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a big problem. So like, that's what I'm saying. The biggest issue in your gym, if you have coaches that have their own clientele, meaning they only train with that coach, even though they're members of the gym, and that coach is doing their own programming.
Yeah.
And there's no direction from the gym.
Yeah.
You are looking for, this is like, it's like the fuse is lit. It's burning towards the explosive right now. Like, it's going to explode on you. It's just a matter of time. Whether or not you can cut that fuse before it ignites the explosive is your desire to take ownership of the operations top down. From the programming to the delivery to the music to the temperature to the smell. I'm really a stickler on the details.
Yeah.
And I think it's the details that make a big difference between your gym and the guy down the street. One of the things we do here is we have a professional cleaning crew come in here 3 to 5 times per week.
Yeah. And it's noticeable. I mean, you walk into this gym and that's the thing in this industry. I mean, everybody kind of feels like over the years, like there's been some disgusting gyms. Like, gyms have had a bad rap. I mean, if you think of COVID and the regulation that was passed down on gyms, it was because they felt that gyms were a potential risk because of the dirty, dingy transfer of sweat and, you know, whatever. That's not the case for somebody who is intentional about the cleanliness of the business.
Unfortunately, I know gyms that don't even clean once a week.
Yeah.
Or once a month. You have a cleaning crew. And you expect your coaches to clean. That's just not, look, guys, this is you as an owner, one, being cheap, but two, not taking complete ownership and control of your product, of your delivery, of your customer experience.
Well, and we can start even more kind of top level there. When we coach in our coaching program about delivery, before we get into the actual programming and the deep retention strategy, like how you actually implement what it is that keeps somebody there and gets the result, we start with the brand promise. You know, before anything else, what are you promising to the marketplace, to the consumer, that, back to your point, when you execute on that, it reconfirms their decision to buy from you? Are you a challenge-based business? Are you a weight loss transformation facility? Are you catering to long-term sustainable health and wellness, longevity? You have to be really clear about who you serve and why and how. And I think that a lot of gyms want to be the, oh, we can handle anybody, we serve anybody. And that's the biggest mistake that you can make. Nobody, like, even from the sake of making a decision, right? Like, I always use Cheesecake Factory. You sit down, there's 300 menu options.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? Like, the problem with that is the consumer has a difficult time making a decision when there are so many options that they're not even sure it's the right one for them. Mm-hmm. And if you're catering to the marketplace and you're like, oh, I could do sports, performance athletes, I could do general fitness, I could do women's weight loss, we could do all of these different things, well, you basically have no identity, right? And so it's way easier to double down and know who you serve and what you are, mm-hmm. and have a unique selling proposition. We do things differently here because of X, Y, and Z. But that has to be the foundation. That has to be the core values of your business, right? Your brand promise is exactly what you bring to the table to your consumer. I mean, an easy analogy is, I think it was Domino's Pizza. It was like hot and fresh in 20 minutes or less. Pretty clear, right? Mm-hmm. You get a pizza at 25 minutes, you could be pissed, right? They told me 20 minutes. It took longer. All right, cool. Now when I go to buy from a pizza place, I have the choice as a consumer of where I'm going to go, and they broke their promise to me, so I'm going to try someone else. as a business owner in the fitness realm, what are you promising to your clients? And if you're not executing that, to your point, you as the owner have to take ultra accountability to figure out what it is in your business. Do you have to coach your coaches up on how to deliver your brand, mm-hmm. your programming? Are they aware of your brand promise and your core values? And ultimately, but everything rolls uphill. And you as the owner have to be hyper diligent and aware. I mean, we'll probably discuss a couple of the examples, but you know, when you walk into the gym, you have a different scope than the coaches in here and even Zach, you know, running the ship.
And yeah, I'm always looking for the details. I mean, mm-hmm.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
One small example of details that make a big difference to me was, you know, we have cameras in here or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back when they used to work, long story, but we had so many cameras in here that we had to upgrade our, it was just overloading our Wi-Fi. So like all the computers were dropped because we had like 50 cameras. Anyways, long story short, it's still recording, by the way. Don't get any ideas. Don't get any ideas. I was just watching in the morning. I was like, okay, oh, it looks busy in there. And I was just kept noticing like this beam of light coming in through this window, just hitting the angle. It was like going right onto the turf. Like, man, that's annoying. Clients weren't saying anything about it, but I didn't like it. And I didn't like this beam of light like shining in people's eyes. So, you know, I was like, next day, I was like, guys, we got to get shades on all of these. Got the shades guy out there and put shades on all these back windows. Cause the windows are forever. It would just have no shades on them because it's a beautiful view to the mountains. Sure. And it's like, let's keep these open. Right. So now we have the windows down, and in different times of year it would hit. So it wouldn't happen all year. It would just happen during like 3 months of the year, like beam right in these people's eyes. Like, screw that. That's not going to happen here. Like, some people are just like, it is what it is for 3 months.
I was just going to get to that, right? You made a decision with what you were seeing that mm-hmm. that it didn't have to happen. It wasn't something that affects, you know, the success or failure of the entire business. But you have the option as the owner of, hey, can I correct this issue so that it's a non-issue for anybody? Or do I just let it run and, you know, maybe clients just deal with the inconvenience, but they don't have to because of a decision you've made.
Yeah. No, it's a non-issue. Yeah. I just got rid of it. Yeah. I'm not going to worry about that. So another thing that definitely as an owner, you need to take in consideration with coaches coming and going, or even the coaches that you have on the floor, even if they were there for 5 years, doesn't matter. Consistency is more important than quality. Okay. Let me repeat that. Consistency is more important to your gym than quality. How do I know that? Well, I know that if you have a great product that's delivered inconsistently over every different coach or every different hour of the day or 2 days in a row, it's a great product. The product is your programming. It's just delivered different. The kettlebell swing is taught differently. The coaching cues are taught differently. The deadlifts are taught differently. The squat cues are taught differently between coaches. The quality of the product is now irrelevant because they're looking at the, well, you said this last time and now this time, irrespective of this programming that you have, it's consistency of the delivery that is more important. It trumps the product itself. How do I know that? McDonald's, we're all going to agree that McDonald's doesn't have the best gourmet chefs. in the world making those burgers back there. In fact, half of them are machines now.
True.
So think about consistency from a machine, even over humans. They're so far down that path of consistency that they sell more hamburgers than any other restaurant in the planet because of consistency. The people know that they, when they walk in there, they're not getting a Kobe beef burger freaking from Mastro's, right? Yeah. They know that.
Yep.
They're getting probably laboratory grown beef. If I don't know, who knows? Is this really beef anymore? I mean, you'll look at those, people that bought like that Whopper in 1972, it looks the same.
Same. Yeah.
So something's not right here, right? So people going in there know what they're buying, but they're buying because they know what to expect. Same with Starbucks, same with every other big brand out there. But even you don't have to compete with the giant brands, but you do have to compete between your coaches, between the hours of the day, between Monday and Tuesday. You have to be able to deliver the same product day in, day out for those clients. Or else they just don't believe the product's any good. It's just, it sucks. Like, you work so hard. Let's just say you're a programming magician. Okay. And you're like, man, for this particular client on this day, I'm going to do this style of workout. I'm going to put this weight on the bar. And this is why. Okay. You could do all of that, but deliver crap on the training floor, or you coach it one way day one and a different way day two. Clients could care less.
And it's beyond beyond the programming. Let's say that you've got, let's say you've got a solid delivery when it comes to the actual programming, but you walk in and the place is dirty, you know, every other day or whenever it is, or the music doesn't fit, you know, your clientele, and it was what the coaches wanted to throw
on. Or super loud one day and super soft the next.
Any of those little things, that's the details that, like, to your point, those are the little details that matter. If somebody walks in and they could be just the same, and it could be an okay workout. It could be a phenomenal workout, but the whole time that they're there, they're listening to something that just drives them crazy. Or, again, they're walking in and the equipment's dirty and, you know, it has to be clean before they get to use it or something along those lines. That gives them the decision to... You know, it leaves those little bad tastes in their mouth. And it's only a matter of time where a couple of those, you know, tip you over to where now they're deciding that maybe something else, somewhere else is a better home, even if your product is delivering a result.
You have to be so hyper aware. Like, I'll give you a great example. I was in here the other day. Zach was on holiday or whatever. And one of our coaches wearing a zip-up jacket doesn't match our colors. Like, what are you doing? Take the jacket off. Put this jacket on. I don't wear it at all because she's wearing a white Nike jacket with no logos on it, but like, I was cold. Got it. But that's why we have these jackets to put this on. I care about that stuff. Coach coming in here with a hat on backward, get the hat on straight. Like, this, everything matters to me. The problem is I'm just not here all the time. And when somebody is here all the time, that's also a bad thing because they just get used to seeing it over and over and over. And they don't, like, Zach sees the same stuff every day. And he's not picking things out all the time like I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's human nature, right? Like, just our awareness level, you know, when you're doing reps, like, we're literally designed to kind of look past a lot of the consistencies, right? And so even if it's not a positive consistency, we look past that, right? Or just our awareness level picks up the things that stand out sometimes. But when you're in that and you're doing the reps every day, it's understandable that you just don't catch a lot of those things. That's the whole reason that businesses have, like, retail has secret shoppers. They have somebody come in and say, hey, what is the standard of the brand that we represent? And they walk into their franchise and they say, okay, this is not how we do business. And that's the point of it, is fresh set of eyes.
They grade them and turn it in. Yep.
Yeah. And they expose kind of the faults or weaknesses, and then you make those better. And now they feel, you know, good about the product that they present. But if you're the gym owner and you're in the business every single day, maybe it is bringing somebody in and just saying, hey, you know, find a friend, find a relative, have them shop your gym, have them sign up for a consultation, go through the process.
And tell you what they
saw. Give their honest feedback. I mean, if you're going to be in the trenches every day and not be able to, you know, see the fault in the business, then you again, the responsibility is on you as the owner to fill those voids. How do you do that? Maybe it takes some, you know, bring in or a coach or somebody else, you know.
It's a very important. But the first thing, gym owners, you have to want to do that. If you just don't want to hear the bad news, you're going to avoid this and you're going to be worse off for it.
100%.
So you've got to want to be better. If you don't want to be better, then disregard, just turn this off right now. Like, if you don't want to be better, think your shit doesn't stink. You think you got the best gym in town, even though you have no clue if you do or don't. because you just, this is your baby. Well, then turn us off, man. Like, we're not for you.
Well, and back to your original book. I mean, you can absolutely fall in love with your product and you can miss the fact that you're sinking, you know, you're on a sinking ship. And if you don't see things through the consumer's eyes, if you're not willing to face the faults and address the problems, they're only going to get bigger and you're only going to continue to watch a trend go, you know, downhill over time. And unfortunately, you know, no marketing program, you're not going to be able to outsell that problem forever.
Well, going back to the original thing, we brought this up. Well, like if you're seeing huge churn and it's like 3 months or less, you got a product problem. Okay. So you can't just continue to outsell that every single month in and month out and replace your whole gym at 4 times a year. Like that's not sustainable.
No.
The goal is to keep your clients as long as possible. Okay. In order to do that, I think even above your product itself is consistency. You can deliver crap consistently. At least your clients know what they're getting. It doesn't change day to day. It's the weirdest thing to think about.
We've all seen it in other industries. I mean, walk into a dive bar, walk into a restaurant that just, you know, they've been around, like there's a million different little cafes or burger joints and things like that. Like you don't go in there because you want to go to the bathroom to use the cleanest bathroom that you've ever had.
Well, yeah, you look in there. I'm like, God, I would fix this and this, but like you can deliver crap consistently and people would rather have that than something that they don't know what they're getting in there today. It's just the weirdest. It's a human behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
So just take that. Make sure your coaches teach the kettlebell swing the same. Make sure everybody's on the same page for how you deliver the program. Make sure everybody understands how the music works in here. The temperature needs to be the cleanliness of the gym. What your standard is.
There you go.
That's why we're so heavy on the we call it the standards. Like that's why we coach to that, because it's consistency. They're going to get this every single time. It is what it is. If you know that, that's probably the biggest secret in the fitness industry success and retention is consistency, not necessarily the product.
Hey, successful gym owners, is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
And you might be listening, you might be, you know, pushing back because there's a hell of a lot of great training programs out there for programming. There's a hell of a lot of great knowledge and you can go down the rabbit hole and be, you know, the most versed coach, trainer, right? And deliver a shit product. And or have lousy retention and you can absolutely over program. And there's like a tipping point where it doesn't matter how much better, you know, how many more hours you spend in programming and methodology and all of that. If the delivery sucks and if the experience the client has around the training, right, with the color of the walls, the music, the smell of the place, all of those things can absolutely keep people from continuing to come back. Even if you have the greatest programming ever. So your programming is not going to necessarily save you either. You have to be aware of all of the things that impact somebody's decision to continue to buy from you.
Yeah. One of those biggest decisions I'm thinking about right now, when that clock strikes zero, we're starting. There you go.
Respecting their time.
You can't show up 5 minutes late, 3 minutes early the next day, and then show up, you know, on the dot next time. Like that's the worst thing you could do. It's the craziest thing to think about. Clients. No, they start at 9, right? 9 o'clock's their time. They're looking at that clock, 8:58, 8:59, 9. Boom. Am I starting or am I not starting? Okay. That has to be one of the most important things. We start and end on time.
Yep.
Ending on time is also important. You got to get these clients out of here. So one, you can get the next person started on time, but also respecting their time, not dragging this out, right? Like just saying an easy business, guys, we already know that, but you're here already. So like, let's make the product the best it can be and deliver it consistently each day, coach to coach, hour to hour, day to day. And you're going to be way further ahead than the guy down the street that's winging half the stuff every single day, no systems.
There you go. And I'll throw one thing on top of that is if you don't have, and how do you know this stuff, right? And we track everything. You know, lifetime value of a client is one of the biggest KPIs of your entire business. Knowing what is a client spending with me on average every month? How long are they going to stay with me on average? Zach and I went over this last week on our coaching call. I mean, you guys pulled the numbers, 33 months at this gym now. And that's with relatively new data, right? Because we reset.
Well, here's the kicker with that data. I know where you're going with this. The real number of retention months in time is what we call your dead soldiers. The ones that actually did cancel, not the ones that are still there that have been there for 5 years. Those guys can't really count. It's the ones that you lost. Once they're gone, then you look at the data of how long they started and stopped, and that's where we got the 33 months.
There you go.
Almost $17,000.
On average.
On average per client in this gym. Okay? 33 months versus, you know, your standard 3 months in a big box gym. It's just night and day. It's not even close. But we've got skewed data right now. If you look at your cancels and your currents, you just have to look at your cancels. It's the weirdest thing.
Sure.
And you have to be around for a while in order to have true data. Because 3 years from now, like we wouldn't have known, or 3 years ago, the people that canceled that are still live right now that canceled after that, we wouldn't have the real data. So the longer you're in business, hopefully your trend is going up. You never know. It could be going down, absolutely. Right? It could be going down. If you're getting a ton of ins and outs and it's just overriding all of the other data, then you could be dropping months.
And that's one of the reasons that I'm pretty much anti-challenge for reasons like that. Right. And again, it goes into part of it is what you're telling the marketplace that you provide, right? What is the hook that you're bringing people in with? Are you bringing people in for the idea that this is a long-term lifestyle type commitment, or are you trying to make a sale today? You know, have some fat fall off somebody and hope that you can deliver on that result in 6 weeks and hook them again to stay long-term. And again, it comes back to kind of the bait and switch, right? You promised them X and now you're expecting them to decide on Y at the end of, you know, set term. It's incongruency in your beliefs and your the conversation to your consumer.
It's just every way you skin that thing, it's a horrible model. Every single way.
And yet it's every single day I talk to gym owners that are looking for the next challenge.
Don't do it, guys. Fix your product first, fix your consistency, fix your brand promise. We do all this stuff. This is what we speak about in our coaching program, guys. If you want help with this stuff, I know it's a lot. It's a lot, but we're very passionate about it. We fixed a lot of things over the years that make us where we are today. This is a 15-year-old business. We've learned a lot along the way. But we've put it all in a nice package program for everybody to learn from, learn from our mistakes.
And we just added the SOP in a day workshop to it.
Yep.
So now, you know, obviously we talked about the systems, we coached the systems, we lay out the systems. We went one step further. Tim did a workshop for Iron Circle where he actually showed them how to develop, create, write out, build the binder of standard operating procedures for your gym. So now that you have the application, not just the theory of what those need to be.
And we put a little cherry on top when I created a GPT for SOPs.
There you go. Yep.
They have all of our SOPs built into it. So you can leverage the SOP, the custom GPT that we created for SOPs. And it's already been educated on all of our systems and all of the frameworks of how to do it. And it will rattle out 100 SOPs that you need to create and boom. It'll do it for you.
Make it specific to your gym, but it's doing it with you, right?
Yeah. So it's in, that's in our accelerator program now. We just upgraded it and threw the cherry on top of that one. So hopefully that helps you guys. I know this was a long one, but we're passionate about it. This is the solution for you guys. It's not a new marketing whiz bang marketing hook. It's not a new, you know, NLP sales tactic to get that person to kind of nod and, you know, you tap your pen and you circle things as you're looking at them in the eye. It's just, that's manipulative. manipulative, whatever. It's, it's not all that. It's the tried and true things that keep people here at least 33 months. I mean, other gyms probably a little bit longer that we teach, that we work with, but hopefully that helps you guys. Jump on it, get on a call with us. We'd love to help you guys out. The Business Accelerator Program. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing your lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.